namo. Vishnu padaya Krishna prashtaya bhutale Shrimate bhakti vedanta Swami niti namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Haskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare My dear devotees, dear friends, and all those who are visiting our temple, I invite you to participate in a special program called Gaura Meditations. This program is a little different than the classes which you have heard, in that it combines three items in one evening. The first is katha, or narration. The second is we will sing kirtan at various places throughout the evening. And finally, you will be requested to enter into Vaishnava meditation. This program was developed over a few years out of a need. The need for a spiritual person is to make a spiritual experience, an experience that helps him to actually feel or appropriate or internalize the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And what subject could be more suitable to provide this experience than the heart-touching and also heartbreaking narrations of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar. A little while ago, we had actually, it is all right, let us pay attention. A little while ago, when I was last time here, we gave our first Gaura Lila evening in Bhaktivedanta manner. And I still remember the scene where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the beloved Lord of Navadvip, had actually left Navadvip, never ever to be the same. He would shave off his hair. He would leave his wife and his mother, and he would go and take the order of sannyas. Now, as he left this area, he made one stop in Shantipur, where he met the old Advaita Acharya. They spent some time, some nights, and dancing and chanting, and finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Advaita Acharya, the old Acharya with grey hair, began to go or run after Mahaprabhu, but he was old and his legs did not carry him so nicely. Finally, panting, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, my dear Lord, is this true? You will leave us? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how could I ever leave those who love me? And he took his outer garment. I can't just do this at the moment. I'll try nevertheless. And when he left, he made a knot inside, like this one here. Can you see? Yes. And he said, this knot is a knot of love. It can never be broken. It's the love which I feel to my devotees. And all throughout his journey, he kept this knot of love in his garment. It was at a place where there usually is no knot, because he wanted to show to all of his devotees, even if externally seen, I am not present, I will always be present in your heart, because between me and you, there's a knot which cannot be untangled. It's a knot of love. We will sing about this merciful Lord Chaitanya, a song by Narottam Das Thakur. It is called Gauranga Karuna Karo. If you look at the second verse, you will read, O Lord Gaura, holding grass between my teeth, I'm calling out to you now. Now means today, while I'm in the Bhaktivedanta manner. I'm calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. The knot of love must be there in the heart. Either you have the knot of ego in the heart, Hridaya Grantis, or you have the knot of love.
Jane.
Sita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Samapatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Dante Trinadhari Go Karibe Patita Dekhiya Hare Krishna. In this song, Narottam Das Thakur prays fervently for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, I am plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world, from which there is no escape. Imagine you are in an ocean which has tsunami-like waves. Then you have your situation in the material world. There are forces which work on all of us that we just cannot control. We need shelter. We need protection. So Narottam says, kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Have you ever thought of taking shelter at Krishna, surrendering to Krishna, like you would do when you enter a boat, hoping that that will carry you over the ocean? That is the image. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken on the sacred order of sannyas, and he carried a danda with him always. What we are going to hear is one of the most esoteric parts of his lila. We will hear how his brother Nityananda broke the danda. Just like a mason may sometimes break the stone in order to reveal a beautiful statue that lies sleeping in the stone, we often find, especially in the bhakti tradition, that stone-like traditions are broken in order to reveal the secret of divine love in these traditions. For instance, in Krishna Lila, you find the wives leaving their husbands, their non-Krishna conscious husband, and thus violating a rule in the Vedas that the wife should always follow the husband and be subordinate to them. It's the yajnik brahmanis who go to deliver Krishna prasadam. You find how a son breaks the Vedic rule to follow his father. Prahlad Maharaj calls his father the best of the demon and does not follow his advices any longer. You find how a demon, Vritasura, offers the most beautiful prayers which form the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The demon doesn't offer prayers, a wife doesn't leave her husband, a son doesn't, disobey his father. These are laws in the Vedas which were never broken. If you broke them, you were outside of the Vedic tradition. But for bhakti, to realize bhakti, the stone was broken so that the beautiful deity of Krishna shone forth. For developing and spreading sacred love, the laws are broken, because there is a higher law, a higher rationale, which is effective. Thus we can often see great acharyas in some ways being form breakers. Our own Srila Prabhupada, if he would have followed the Vedic principles that a sannyasi can never cross an ocean, he would never come have come in the West. Our own Srila Prabhupada gave women the sacred Brahmin initiation. That was not done, not even in the Gaudiya Math. Our own Srila Prabhupada declared that his disciples, born from Western backgrounds, are higher than the Brahmanas in Puri. All these are instances of breaking a stiff form in order to bring out a divine secret in bhakti, of bhakti. And this is something which needs an illustration, it needs an example. So therefore this lila is taken place. On the way to Puri, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees arrived at the Suvarnarekha River. There the Lord and the devotees took their sacred bath, making the river glorious. And after having taken his bath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran down the road in ecstasy, oblivious to people who passed him and who was thinking, who is this golden madman? The other devotees couldn't follow so quickly. Especially Jagadananda needed to carry the danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he and Lord Nityananda fell far behind. This also, Lord Nityananda was in his own sacred mood. He is always intoxicated with love of Godhead and therefore behaves extraordinary. When Lord Nityananda sees a bull, he might jump on the back of the bull and declare, "I'm Shiva." Yes, he is a transcendentalist, an avaduta, and his appearance day is soon approaching. I request you to listen to this pastime to understand how this divine madman, Nityananda Avaduta, is exhibiting his pastimes. Sometimes Lord Nityananda would roar loudly, and sometimes he would cry. Sometimes he laughed without a visible reason and made thunderous sounds. Sometimes he would just jump into a river and quickly swim with the crocodiles next to him in the river and laugh. And sometimes, as he came out from the river, he would bend low and smear dust all over his body. Sometimes in his ecstatic love, he would fall so forcefully to the ground that everyone near him thought, now his limbs are broken. And sometimes he danced so energetically that it seemed that the planet Earth was going left and right. Once in Poland we had a Goranga Bhajan group concert with 9,000 people in attendance, and we told them a dancing step, you know, where you run left and then you run right. And the next morning there was a news in the newspaper that people who had been at the Gauranga Bhajan band concert had then gone home in the trolleys, and in the trolley they had continued this dancing so that the trolley fell on the street on the side and did not rise and rested the whole night there. Lord Nityananda would dance in his own way and the earth would sway. My dear devotees, these pastimes are not astonishing or surprising, because Lord Nityananda is identical with Lord Ananta, who holds the planets on his hood, and if he sways, the planet sways. All these pastimes are possible for Nityananda, because Lord Chaitanya stays in his heart. Now, as they were moving forward, Lord Chaitanya running down the road, Jagadananda coming quite a good distance behind him, and then further behind Lord Nityananda, Jagadananda had the task to bag alms for the Transcendental Company. And whenever when he wanted to go and beg alms, he needed his hands free. It's a little bit, you know, difficult to move. You always have a stick in your hand or on your shoulder. So he gave the stick to Lord Nityananda to hold it. And when he said, "Please take care of the Lord's only possession, his danda. I will return in a few minutes or a little longer after I have baked some food for all of us to eat." So when Jagadananda gave him the sacred danda, Lord Nityananda sat down. He took the danda and he looked at the danda with a very agitated heart. He thought, "In my presence, how could the Lord take sannyas? How can I tolerate that he who is Krishna gave up his world-enchanting flute and took this dry stick, bamboo stick, without any flute sound?" That Gauranga Mahaprabhu shaved his beautiful hair is giving unending pain to my heart. And then, as he was holding the danda in his hand, he began to laugh and spoke to the danda, "Hey danda, it's not proper that whom I carry within my heart should carry you. We always carry Lord Krishna, the Lord of the 14 worlds, in our heart. We are his eternal servants. You are committing an offense by making the Lord your carrier and your servant. Oh danda, do not try to become the Lord of my Lord. Don't overlord my Lord. Do not engage Mahaprabhu in your service anymore. Don't allow him to carry you." And after Lord Nityananda spoke, his grief reached the breaking point. He grabbed the Lord's danda and he broke it in three parts. You know, the Mayavadi sannyasis carry one danda, ek danda. And by breaking the danda in three parts, Lord Nityananda said, my Lord is not a Mayavadi sannyasi. He's a Gaudiya. They carry three rods. Who other than Lord Balaram himself, who came as Nityananda, is powerful enough to break the danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And only by the Supreme Lord's will can such a thing happen. Lord Nityananda knows the mind of Lord Gaurachanda, and Sri Gaurasunda knows the mind of Nityananda. In every yuga, the two appear as two brothers, Ram and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and, you know, everything. They are always together, and always the brother helps the Lord to reveal to the world the mysteries of his pastimes. After breaking the danda, Danda was just lying there on the ground, and Lord Nityananda was sitting there like a little child. Jagadananda came back. He had collected all the arms and he saw the broken danda. He said, Nitai, who broke this danda? Nityananda replied, he who held it. The Lord broke his own danda. Who else is capable of breaking it? Jagadananda didn't say anything, he just shook his head. Quickly he took the broken danda and left to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked him what was to be done. And Lord Nityananda, somewhat sobering up, with a little inner trepidation. Trepidation, you know this word? It's just like it shakes you inside. He came a little after Jagadananda. And Jagadananda reached the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was and presented the broken danda to him. Slightly fearful, Lord Chaitanya saw his broken danda and he said, tell me, how was this danda broken? Did you have to fight with someone on the way? And Jagadananda narrated the whole incident to the Lord, how he had gone to beg alms, how he had given the precious danda to Nityananda, how as he came close to Nityananda, when he returned, he saw Nitai was sitting on the ground in deep thought, looking at the broken danda, and how Lord Nityananda had said, he who held the danda broke him, the danda. The Lord became surprised and he said, tell me, Nityananda, why did you break my danda? Nityananda was hesitant to reply. Lord Chaitanya continued, I feel pain seeing my only possession broken. It burns my heart. Then Nityananda became very moved and he said, whenever I see the danda, my heart is so full of pain. You shaved your head. You took sannyas. You took the standard. As if that wasn't enough. So not being able to tolerate the pain, I broke it. Yes, I broke it. I broke it. I broke it. Do you remember when Lord Chaitanya sat in Katwa under that tree and a barber was informed? Barber, haircutter. His name was Madhu. His name was something else. He came and Lord Chaitanya begged him, shave my hair. I want to become a sannyasi. The barber had said, no, you look too beautiful. You are too influential. I'm not going to shave your hair. And look at these millions of people. Do you see what is in their face? Pain is in their face. They don't want you to leave them, leave everything behind and become a sannyasi. My dear people, when you take sannyas in the old time, you leave your village, which is following you up to a point, crying. Then you take a stick, you make one line between you and the village, and you turn your face and never look back and never come back. The sannyasi is not allowed to cross that line and go back to his old life. And the whole village cries. Such a qualified person. Imagine our Sutapa would do that. He would go before the Haveli, draw a line, which means I will never cross this line and go to the Haveli and give a talk again. And we would all cry. We would say, Sutapa, how can you do this? This is too cruel. We thought you were a cultured man. We would say like this. So Mahaprabhu looked at Nityananda and said, I broke this. I broke it. And I broke only a bamboo stick. Then he paused, and as he paused, it was in English language you would say a pregnant pause. There was something in this pause, just like a child is in a pregnant mother. Finally, in a faltering voice, he said, if you cannot forgive me, then punish me appropriately. Just do whatever you like. Mahaprabhu got into the same mood. He replied angrily, you always do the opposite thing. My danda is the sitting place of all the demigods. What purpose have you served by breaking it? You are restless, you are unsteady, and you are uncontrolled. You always act like a crazy man or a little boy. You never follow the rules of Dharma. You are beyond the Varnashram system, I know. Your behavior is completely independent of any right activity. If I try to tell you anything, you become furious. I can't even teach you. And Lord Nityananda broke out in laughter. This was Lord Nityananda, not you. He said in a choked voice, I don't follow the rules and regulations of the scriptures. You know whether I did good or bad. You know everything. You said that all the demigods reside in your danda. But how can I tolerate that you carry all the demigods on your shoulder? You think about others' welfare, but I think about your welfare. Why should I fight with you, my Lord? I have committed an offense. So please forgive me. The whole world is delivered by one's chanting your name. You are known as the deliverer of the fallen. So I hope you will also deliver me. One name of yours delivers the whole world. Gauranga!
Gauranga!
You have to put a little bit more into this. Gauranga! Very good. One name and the whole world is delivered. All the devotees have become so shocked when you left them by taking sannyas. They can't believe that you did this and shaved off your beautiful hair. That hair which was like an enchanting crown on your hair, on your head. Because I saw your devotees, my heart constantly burns. If you don't believe me, just ask the devotees. It is for their benefit that I broke the danda, which was not a mere stick. It was a steel spear piercing the heart of those who love you most. Now Lord Chaitanya listened all the time. It was not a stick, it was an iron spear in the heart of the devotees. He kept silent externally, but internally he was very, very pleased. My dear devotees, who can understand the pastimes of Sri Gaurasunda? He made Lord Nityananda break the stick. He thinks one thing and says something else. The author of all of this, who has brought this to our attention in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, comments, therefore, know one thing for certain. Anyone who says, I understand Krishna's mind, is a fool. He may show great affection even to a person he intends to kill. Yet he may neglect devotees whom he considers equal to or greater than his own life. Such pastimes are inconceivable and unfathomable. Only one who is favored by the Lord can understand them. Out of his own will, Gaurahari broke the danda and then expressed anger. We know this behavior of the Lord, that to those whom he loves most, he may subject them to tests. There's a beautiful passage in Krishna book about this, where Krishna says, I sometimes do not answer to my devotees immediately. Hear their prayers, but I don't answer them. Because I want, by not so easily being present before them, I want to increase their hankering for me. Do you remember Narada Muni? How the Lord appeared to him under that banyan tree in the forest? Remember Narada Muni sitting there in meditation? All of a sudden the Lord thought, he meditates so nicely about me. I will give him my darshan. And the next thing Narada Muni hears are the ankh bells of Krishna. Then he smells the fragrance of Krishna, and then yup, Krishna comes dancing into his vision. And after he has shown his beautiful form, Krishna disappears. And Narada Muni jumps out of his meditation and calls out, "My Lord, where are you?" And the Lord answers, but Narada Muni can't see even from where the voice comes. He thinks it comes from the northern direction. The voice said, "I have only shown myself once to you. You will not see me again in this lifetime. But this one time is good enough, because now, where you have seen me one time, you will hanker for me. And this hankering, this feeling separation, this longing, this feeling I want you, will burn away all your contaminations which are in the heart. They will all be burned away, and as a result, you will only want me. And then you can get me." My dear devotees, our Lord wants all of your love. Exclusive love. Ekanti bhakti means one-pointed love. Not distracted love. Not fractured love. But laser-like concentrated love. And then he reveals himself to such a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya spoke in a jovial mood, in a happy mood. "You are supposed to guide me so that I can maintain my sannyasini time. Instead, you want to make me a madman like you. If you continue in this way, you will ruin me. I do whatever you wish. This is a fact that I declare to everyone." And then Lord Chaitanya revealed his heart. Forever and all times, he addressed his devotees, also the devotees in London. He said, "You should all be respectful to Nityananda. The body of Nityananda is more important to me than even my own body. I assure you that this is the actual truth. I'm not responsible for the obstacles which someone finds on his way who criticizes the lotus feet of Nityananda. Such a person cannot attain ecstatic love. If one maintains even the slightest envy for Nityananda, he's not dear to me, even if he says he is my devotee." So as Lord Nityananda heard all this, he became embarrassed. He hung his head down and he was shy. All the devotees became very, very, very joyful. I request you now to sit properly, comfortable, as much as the floor of this temple can offer comfort. Just sit. Your eyes are open. Your gaze is soft. Just look like this. I'm you know, I'm softening my gaze. I don't look at anything particularly. So this is how you can relax. Take deep breaths. Note how on an inhale the chest and the belly expand, and how on an exhale the body relaxes. As you keep on breathing, on an exhale, close your eyes. No need to sleep at this time. Be incredibly aware. Notice the environment around you. The sounds of the harmonium. How nice and warm it is. And then slowly withdraw your attention from the outside world. And only notice your breath. In and out. In and out. Doesn't it feel relaxing when you breathe? Whenever your mind wanders, catch it again and simply bring it back to your breath. In and out. In and out. The breath is your bridge that leads you to the inside. Now bring your attention to Lord Nityananda's ecstatic personality. In a few weeks you will celebrate his appearance day. See him dressed in blue. He carries a colorful turban. Red, yellow, and only one earring. He's so full of love that his eyes roll about restlessly. Sometimes he calls out, "Alas, O Gauranga!" falls to the earth. Nita's whole body becomes covered at that time with tears. Lord Nityananda is known as inundating the entire world with a flood of divine love. He doesn't discriminate against against the wretched, the lowly, the fallen and sinful. He cuts a channel in the dam which holds the unlimited ocean of mercy. He is the deliverer of the fallen souls. See him extending his two arms, dancing in ecstasy, embracing people lovingly. This merciful Nitai knows the suffering of others. He knows also your own sufferings. He has bestowed upon the people of this world the holy names.
Oh.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his way to Puri, how he makes haste, walks very fast, starts to run, then falters, calling, O Krishna, where are you? To remember Krishna and never forget him, that's the essence. You may do so many things, but if you forget the essence, the many things can become stone, covering the beautiful deity. Stone that needs to be removed, not given up, but put in place where it no longer covers the essence. To remember Krishna and not forget him. If you don't remember Krishna, you will remember the world. If you forget Krishna, you will remember the world. If you forget the world, you remember Krishna. Don't forget the essence. The essence which is sometimes hidden. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna.
sing again.
Amara.
more time.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, everybody please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
oh,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time. Please sing one more time. Again, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Bye bye. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
I'm
What is a good idea is before one goes and finally switches off that light, which remains switched off until 6 hours after, before the darkness settles into our room, it's good to say maybe a prayer, have a song book, recite a prayer, so that the mind is happily resting with Krishna. I will ask Akash to, there's a brown bag, he will stand at the door, and as you exit, you will get a special energy ball, because after this meditation, it's here, this jaw. After this meditation, some of you might feel they want to go in trance. So this is special fruit energy ball, which is good to take after the meditation. Huh? So it will be served by Akash on the first come first basis. maybe there. Huh? So I want to say good night. And I know that on Sunday is Holiness Shivaram Maharaj will be there in the Bhaktivedanta manor and sing. And if Krishna is merciful, I will also join and also sing. So it would be nice to see as many of you as can make find a free time on Sunday and sing more with you. All the best and Hare Krishna. Good evening.